Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
Do you ever have one of those mornings where a coworker texts you in a frenzy, in a panic, and saying, oh my gosh, the world is crumbling? Because that is, seems to be what happened to Elizabeth this morning. And for some reason, she has some money in her hand. I don't know what's going on.
Yes, what is the deal? I have to add money to the late jar, because this morning was no joke. I was legitimately late for work. And it's a number of things that went wrong this morning. It was the perfect storm of issues and problems, because my husband is up north hunting, which means in the morning I'm on solo duty with the dogs.
His fault.
Brayson is at the house this morning because he's leaving later to go up north. He was there, and last night he was watching the football game in the basement. I take the dogs upstairs with me, typically in our room, close our bedroom doors.
All the girls going to bed together.
All the girls going to bed because our senior dog, she can't be free reigning because she'll have accidents.
Yeah,
she's older. She's almost 13.
Sure.
So we have to keep her in the room. She can hit the door to wake us up. And the German short-haired pointer, the wild child, Coda, also has to be in the room with the door closed because she doesn't bark or yip if she has to go out. She just, like, punches the door. And I need to hear that to wake up and let them out.
Yeah.
So Brayson had the Coda in the basement with him for the football game. And I said, buddy, if you want to cuddle with her down here, that's fine. But you have to make sure you put her in the room and close the door so I can hear. Because she always goes to the bathroom during the night. She's still kind of a puppy and does that.
Yeah.
Like, meaning she has to go outside to go to the bathroom.
Gotta go potty. Yeah.
And Eric's gone. So this is all on me. So I wake up at 2:46 a.m. And I kind of roll over and I realize our bedroom door is open.
Oh, gee.
And I'm like, where is Coda? So I grab my cell phone. This is all why I'm late this morning. It started with this problem. I get my cell phone. I turn the flashlight on because I'm looking for, is there poop in the house now? Is there pee? Because
isn't that funny? That's the first thing we look for.
She wasn't in the room with me.
You didn't look for the dog. You looked for the accident.
Exactly.
Oh, where am I going to step?
And I'm like looking around. I'm like, okay, there's nothing. I shine down into the living room as I head down the stairs. There's Coda curled up on the couch in the living room looking up at me like, what are you doing?
I'm sleeping on the couch tonight.
I looked. Thankfully, no accidents.
Hey, all right, that's
good. But I'm searching the house. I let her out. I let Mila out. But now I'm awake. Now I'm awake.
Yeah. You get that fresh air when you open the door.
So
I know. The lights.
Well, and I'm trying to look for accidents in the house.
Blood pressure's up.
So I'm laying in bed. I look over. 3:16. I'm wide awake.
Poop.
3:43.
All right, forget it now.
At this point, I'm like, I should just get up.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I fell asleep. So my alarm's going up, and I'm like, oh, my God, okay, now I'm getting up for work.
Now
the dogs don't want to go outside and go potty, and I'm about to leave because I let them out not that long ago, so
Mom,
I'm messing with the dogs.
We're still sleeping. What are you doing?
Finally, I forced the older one to go out and go to the bathroom, and she's taking forever.
It's miserable.
So I text Radar, I get in the call, and I'm like, hey, man, I said I wasn't really late at that point, but I just was about 2 minutes behind schedule, and we're keeping track of all of this.
Totally get it with the dogs.
Since September 11th, we've been taking track of this, if I'm on time or not on time, and I add $1 to the late jar for every minute that I'm late.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at 23 minutes in the past 43 days we've been doing this. Well, I'm about a mile and a half from my house, and I realize I left my makeup on the counter in the kitchen.
Oh my.
And we
goodness.
Have TV on Fridays.
Yep.
And if I don't have the makeup on, I don't have eyebrows or eyeballs.
So
I texted Radar
it's
and I said, I texted him a swear word and I said, bro, I forgot my makeup. I have to go back and get it.
Actually, the text that came from the iPhone, it didn't say the swear word.
No.
That's why I was laughing.
Because I said
F word.
Because I said that. Because I didn't want it to say the word duck.
Yeah.
So
that's hilarious.
That's what I texted you. I texted you that exact. So go into the house, get the makeup, get in the car.
You're good to go now.
As I leave, I'm about three blocks away. I realize, did I close the garage door?
Close your mouth and go slap somebody.
At this
Another
point,
thing.
I turned back around. I did close the garage door, thankfully. But the problem started at 2:45 in the morning when I couldn't fall back asleep. It threw everything out of whack, the dogs. I was flying solo this morning. So I ended up being 10 minutes late for work. I have to put $10 in the late jar. I'm at $33 now in this late jar since we started this in September.
How come this jar is so... Well, you really put this on tight. You really thought you were not going to be late.
And I'm thinking I'm going to donate. And I hadn't been late. The last time I was late was over a week ago. But this was like really late. I was late. I was 10 minutes late.
People run late because of their kids? You run late because of the dogs? Those are your kids.
I know, but the makeup, the whole thing, and then I'm driving to work and I'm like grumpy as heck. And then finally I realized, you know what? It could be worse. I got here. The money's going to go to charity, going to donate it to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, their Stuff the Bus food drive. But yesterday I was at my PT appointment and the woman that checks us in, Christy, she's like, oh my gosh, you always make it to these appointments on time. I said, I know, I do that. It's because I'm a heavy sleeper. That's my problem.
Not a good way to start.
But she's been listening, and I'm like, okay, I get it. I brought it to the table. Now y'all are holding me accountable.
It's not a good way for a Packer owner to start the weekend when there's a big game on the line. All that frenzy, all that rushing around.
I would never
around.
Be late for the Packers game.
What if this rubs off? All this, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. What if the Packers are late for their game? They roll into Soldier Field after like 3 minutes gone in the first quarter.
Don't, he's trying to get into my head. Look, $10 are going into the late jar, all right? There, you happy?